When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Being haunted by something or someone or multiple somethings or someones can be extremely confusing, especially if you're young, especially if you're a teenager. That time of life is already confusing as hell to begin with. Add the paranormal into the mix, and you got a recipe for extreme confusion. And in our next story, it really comes out. It's a letter that comes in from someone who really is just kind of going over a laundry list of life, of all of the things that have happened to them, all the little nuances, every little bit and piece. All these different places and times, and just throwing it all out there and going, what is this? Is my house haunted? Am I haunted? What the hell is going on here? And sometimes I think just letting stories like that out can be very cathartic. And I want this person to know that they are not alone. There are countless people just like you that are having this same experience, whether they're your same age, whether they're older, whether they're younger. It's a very, very confusing thing to try and wrap your mind around, especially if there's no one around you to help you, help guide you through that. Especially if people around you look at you kind of like you're crazy, or don't accept it, or don't believe it, or just don't have any perspective. I think there's a lot of people that are very concerned for individuals who are experiencing things like this. People who we want to call, they're haunted, whether or sensitive or whatever you want it to be. I think a lot of times this goes back to someone being very sensitive and able to pick up on things that others are not. And those who are not sensitive, that are sympathetic to them, they want to understand. They want to be there, but it's a concept that unless you are well-versed in or feel yourself, it's hard to be there. It's hard to go and understand what someone's going through. But there's people there who want to help you. They are. And as you get older, you'll find more and more people who are sympathetic to what you're experiencing. This is their letter. This is their experience. I'm going to let them let it all out and through my voice, through reading it. But it's quite an experience. You may find a little bit of yourself in here as well. Take a listen. I've had weird things happening lately. I think it may be a spirit trying to reach out to me. I guess I should start back at the beginning. When I was a kid, I used to have these feelings. Feelings something bad was going to happen. Then I had these dreams of things that were going to happen before they actually did. Nothing major, just conversations, little things. Also, I had bad nightmares. My parents had to get me pills to help me sleep. Not that that relates to a ghost or anything, it's just to say that it led me to be open to the idea of them existing. The ghost or the spirit, whatever I'm referring to is something that I've seen. Maybe seen is an exaggeration because it's only been quick glances out of the corner of my eye, sort of a blur. I woke up once to this whitish blur, sort of hovering near my bed. Probably wasn't so much a blur, but I wear glasses, so that's all I got out of it. I thought it was the after effect of a dream, no big deal, but then I saw the same blur a few days later in my bathroom while I was taking a bubble bath. I was out of the corner of my eye again, and then it was gone. When I turned to look, I remember trying to talk to it to see if it would come back. I even called it a pervert for showing up when I was naked. Not that I'm sure ghosts can be perverted, I was just trying to get its attention. Normally, seeing these sorts of things wouldn't bother me. I've had it happen a few times before. Once, when I was a kid, I saw an old guy mowing my neighbor's yard who didn't live there. I described him to my mom, and she told me there used to be a man who lived down the street like that, but he had died a few years ago. I didn't make a big deal out of that. Nearly everyone had family who lived nearby. It could have been his brother who looked like him or something like that. Another time, I saw a lady brushing the steps off of a house in the back seat of a car with my parents and brother. I told them about it because there was never even a house there, let alone a woman, and the woman dressed in a funny white dress. They told me they hadn't seen anything. I still argue every time we pass the spot that I saw something there. They think it's funny. Whether or not I was seeing spirits, I don't know. But they never seemed to see me back. So it wasn't like it was anything I was worried about. Wasn't hurting me. And it sure wasn't bothering them. But things have started to get weirder. One day, when I was in the car with my brother, I saw a man on the side of the road who, when I blinked, wasn't there. My brother was with me and saw nothing. Later in that same spot, I saw a man who looked like he was walking out into the road. I slammed my brakes, but the guy just disappeared. I probably would think I was going crazy. Had weird things not happened around me before. My mom told me back when she and my dad were just married that she woke up and saw a man standing in the room. But then he was gone. That, and she's had feelings too, and usually they're right. She had one on the night I wrecked my car. My dad thinks the house he grew up in was haunted. He's told me stories about it, too. My brother has heard the same little girl singing that I have heard coming from the woods behind our house. He used to have feelings and dreams, too. Very much like mine. Never a big deal, though, according to him. The only one of mine that ever mattered was that I dreamed this old lady my family knew would die. And she did. But she was old and sick. It was probably just a nightmare and inevitable regardless. Usually these feelings, the ones that something bad is going to happen, mean a family member will get hurt. My cousin broke her arm. A family member rushed to the hospital. A friend having a nervous meltdown. Nothing ever too extreme. Since my brother believed me, I thought I was sane. Then I started having weird dreams again, dreams that made it hard to sleep. I was 11 the first time I had dreams, so intense. These ones I was having started when I was 15. I had them 3 years, on and off. The on period always came along with headaches, dizziness, and a general feeling of something being off. The dreams had me talking to someone, a man. He knew me, remembered me. I felt as if I knew him too, but couldn't remember. One thing he told me bothered me. I asked who he was and what he was, and he only said, "Go back to the beginning." I didn't know what that meant, so I started researching ghosts, past lives, anything in the range of the spiritual or supernatural, because these dreams were real. They felt real. They weren't only nightmares. I've woken up screaming from them. Only lately have these weird dreams started coming back, except now I can't remember them like I did before they hung with me like events I lived. Now a few minutes after waking, they fade. Sometimes before I even open my eyes, I just wake up with the same sense of sadness, of fear, of something being wrong or out of place. I got so that I couldn't sleep. I was so scared to fall asleep. I started taking things to help me sleep. Tylenol PM or things like that, since my parents wouldn't get me the hardcore stuff. And when I do sleep, I wake up. Which is leading up to what happened that really freaked me out. Like I said, I've always seen things, but they never bothered me, never noticed me. Beside the dreams where I've carried on whole conversations with this guy who I have no idea who or what he is. Did I mention that we're on the beach a lot of the time having these conversations? Always the same one. I tried to find it online, but never could. I woke up the other morning, one of those rare nights that I did sleep, and heard something moving around in my room. I'd woken up because I felt something in my room. Everyone knows that feeling, like when someone walks in a room and you don't really hear them or just see them. You just sort of feel them. That feeling woke me up and I heard someone walking. I thought it was my mom, so I closed my eyes. She comes in sometimes in the morning to turn off my lamp. I can't sleep in the complete darkness for some reason. So that's who I thought it was. Only it wasn't. I heard something behind me, breathing. I felt something touch my shoulder. I knew it wasn't my mom. I knew it then. She would never touch me while I was asleep. Never stand so close and breathe that way. I couldn't only hear him, or her, or it, whatever it was, breathe. I could feel it. I didn't open my eyes. It only lasted a few seconds. The breathing, the touch, not even that. I went back to sleep. Later, I woke up to see my mom turning off my lamp. I wanted to ask her if she was there earlier, but I didn't. Not then. When I woke up, my lamp was back on. No one else had been in my room all morning. I asked everyone in my family, and they all told me they had not been there. I don't know what to make of it. I don't feel safe. I thought maybe I was just afraid because it isn't something that's ever happened to me before, but nothing else has ever made me feel afraid. I want to know what's going on. I know houses can be haunted, but I wonder more, am I haunted? Can a person be haunted? Maybe that's what's happening to me. I don't know. I'm searching for answers. I don't want to be labeled crazy. I just want to know that I'm not alone.
I'm all alone on the road. I'm losing my mind. So darling, just call.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.